Welcome to the RCI Business Report for Wednesday, March 23rd, 2022. Today, our report covers Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities market today, 50 Bank of Nevis Limited shares traded odd lot at $3.75 per share. On the regional government securities market, the government of St. Lucia's 10-year bond, auctioned on the ECSE's primary market platform, raised $10 million. The competitive uniform price methodology used resulted in a discount rate of 6.99%. The following are the latest closing prices for the major equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $9.06. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $3.75. Grenada Electricity Services, $11. Republic Bank Grenada Limited, $45. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $9.51. Bank of Nevis Limited, $3.50. St. Lucia Electricity Services, $20. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 22 securities, of which 8 advanced, 8 declined, and 6 traded firm. Trading activity resulted in the following movements of the TTSE indices. The All-TNT Index advanced by 2.95 points to close at 2,108.32. The Composite Index advanced by 2.62 points to close at 1,455.48. The Cross-Listed Index advanced by 0.32 points to close at 105.99. The SME Index remained at 40.67. Trading activity on the first-tier market registered a volume of 1.1 million shares, crossing the floor of the exchange valued at $26 million. Grace Kennedy Limited was the volume leader with 497,000 shares, changing hands for the value of $2.9 million. Followed by First Citizens Group Financial Holdings Limited, with a volume of 302,764 shares being traded for $16.5 million. On the Jamaica Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 55 stocks, of which 20 advanced, 26 declined, and 9 traded firm. Market volume amounted to 41 million units, valued at over $237 million. JMMB Group Limited was the volume leader with 23 million units, followed by Wigton Wind Farm Limited Ordinary Shares with 10 million units, and Trans-Jamaican Highway Limited with 2.3 million units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, one declined as 3,520 shares traded on the regular market, with a total value of $7,673.60. Gordard Enterprises Limited was the sole security, trading 3,520 shares at $2.18. For RCI's Business Report, I am Tova Gibson.